Hi, welcome. In this beginner mastering lesson, we're going to rebuild a friction style sci-fi FX in Ableton Live 12 and prepare a mastered, stem-ready version that sits perfectly in a deep jungle or drum and bass atmosphere. I'll walk you from sound design through stem printing, then into mastering style processing so your FX has wide, sparkling highs, controlled lows, tasteful saturation, and fits in the mix without breaking the bass. Quick note on devices you'll need. Use stock Live devices. Wavitable or simpler, grain delay, frequency shifter, echo, hybrid reverb or reverb, EQ8, saturator, utility, multiband dynamics, clue compressor, limiter, and a spectrum or a meter for checking. What we'll build: a short cinematic sci-fi FX, 1 to 3 seconds, with metallic sidebands, granular shimmer and space, inspired by Friction's textures. Then we'll route and process that sound into a mastered stem so it sits in a deep jungle master. Mono low end, wide highs, gentle saturation and headroom for limiting. Step 1. Sound design on a track. Create a new MIDI track and load Wavitable, if you prefer. Use Simpler with a noise sample. Draw a short MIDI note at C3, about 1 to 2 seconds long, and set your project tempo. For jungle, try 174 BPM. In Wavitable, set oscillator to a noise source or a high bandwidth Wavitable position for hiss and grit. Add oscillator B as a low volume sine or triangle to give body, detuned by an octave plus a fifth or a small interval if you like. Add a low pass 24 dB filter, cutoff around 2 to 4 kHz, with resonance between 0 and 20% for color. Use a fast amp envelope, attack near 0, short sustain and decay around 400 to 900 milliseconds to make a short evolving hit. Add a second envelope to modulate pitch slightly, a quick bump of 6 to 24 cents up, then fall, to create that barking sci-fi pitch movement. Next, insert a frequency shifter after the synth. Set it to frequency shifter mode, not ring modulation. Small frequency offsets, somewhere in the 200 to 900 Hz range, create metallic sidebands. Add a tiny fine offset for enharmonic character, and set dry slash wet around 30 to 50%. This gives you that metallic, slightly detuned feel without turning the sound into noise. Add grain delay for granular shimmer. Use very short delay times, between 0 and 10 milliseconds, try around 6 ms. Set spray to 20 to 40% for randomness, frequency to 20 to 50% for grain density, and pitch somewhere around plus 12 to plus 24 semitones or use random pitch for sparkle. Keep feedback low, 0 to 10%, and dry slash wet between 20 and 45%. Reduce the envelope or feedback, so grains don't swamp the hit. Now add echo to place the sound rhythmically. Sync to a small subdivision, 1/16th or an eighth dotted, to sit with the jungle groove. Keep feedback between 10 and 25% and dry slash wet 10 to 25%. Use echo's internal filter to high cut repeats and low cut around 200 Hz, so the repeats don't muddy the bass. For ambience, use hybrid reverb or reverb. Set a short pre-delay, 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the transient stays forward. Keep size small to medium, 20 to 40%, and increase high dampening to reduce harsh reflections. Dry slash wet should be conservative, around 10 to 25%, so you add space but not a wash. Shape and tame on the track, use a EQ8 to gently boost a high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz by 1.5 to 3 dB for shimmer, and notch any metallic peaks around 2 to 4 kHz if they get harsh. Add a saturator on soft clip or analog clip with 1 to 3 dB of drive for warmth, then a utility to increase width only in the higher frequencies, between 110 and 140%, but keep low end centered. Step 2. Prepare and print a stem. Route the FX track into a dedicated group or bus named FX Stem. On that group, add an EQ8 low cut at 20 to 30 Hz, 12 dB per octave, to remove sub rumble. Add a glue compressor for gentle taming. Ratio around 1.5:1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto and set threshold to get about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Set the group output so the FX peaks around minus 6 to minus 8 dB FS on your master meter. This preserves headroom. Then export, resample, or freeze and flatten the group to a stereo audio file at 44.1 or 48 kHz and 24 bit. Step 3. Mastering the FX stem in context. Create a new live set or import the exported stem into a mastering session. On the master or on the stem track, build the stock device mastering chain. Start with AQ8 in M/S mode, high pass the mid below 20 to 30 Hz, and keep the low region mono below roughly 150 to 200 Hz. On the sides, use a gentle high shelf boost of 0.5 dB to 1.5 dB above 8 to 12 kHz to enhance shimmer without adding low energy. Add multiband dynamics with 3 broad bands, low 20-200 Hz, mid 200 Hz 2.5 kHz, and high 2.5-20 kHz. Use very gentle compression, low band around 1.52:1 with slow attack to keep the FX from punching the bass, mid band a touch more to tame metallic transients, maybe 2-3 dB of reduction, high band light reduction so shimmer breathes, around 1-2 dB, follow with a light saturator, minimal drive, 0.5-2 dB, in soft clip mode to add cohesion. Use a glue compressor next, again subtle, ratio 1.5:1, slow attack, auto release, aiming for 1-2 dB of gain reduction to glue the sound together. Use utility to adjust width if needed. Keep it near 100% for safety, or nudge to 110-120% if the FX needs more air, but be conservative. Finish with a limiter as the last device. Set ceiling to minus 0.3 dB and add gain only to taste. For a single FX stem, you don't chase loudness. Target a perceived level that leaves headroom, somewhere between minus 6 to minus 3 lufs integrated if you're only mastering the FX. Watch meters. Keep peaks below minus 0.3 dB and observe gain reduction across multiband and glue. Context checking and integration. Always drop the processed stem into your full mix. A mock jungle arrangement with kick, sub and an amen break. Solo and unsolo to check whether the FX masks kick or sub. If masking occurs, return to the stem and notch around 100 to 200 Hz or use mid-band reduction. For minimal impact, use sidechain ducking. Place a compressor on the FX bus with a kick or bass as sidechain source. Low ratio around 2:1 and short release, just enough to avoid collisions. Common mistakes to avoid: don't widen the low frequencies below 150-200 Hz. That causes phase problems and weakens bass. Avoid excessive frequency shifter or grain delay wetness. Too much will be noisy and harsh. Don't export your stem too hot. Leave headroom around minus 6 dB. And be cautious with saturation on the master. Subtlety is the key to preserving a deep jungle atmosphere. Pro tips: use AQ8's M/S mode to add air to the sides without brightening the mono center. Keep reverb pre-delay short so the FX sits forward. Prefer small pitch LFOs to extreme pitch envelopes for a natural wobble. Automate level and width so the FX doesn't crowd dense sections. If the stereo gets wild, try duplicating a high-passed version of the stem, detuning or slightly shifting phase, and blending under the original, sparingly. Mini exercise: rebuild the FX twice. Variation A, subtle. Grain delay dry/wet 15%. Frequency shifter plus 250 Hz, reverb 12%, saturator 0.8 dB. Variation B, aggressive, grain delay 40%, frequency shifter plus 600 Hz, reverb 22%, saturator 2.5 dB. Export each stem at minus 6 dB peak, load them into a mock mix and apply the mastering chain. Listen for masking, phase issues, and which sits better and why. Quick recap: you built a short metallic, granular sci-fi FX with wave-eatable, frequency shifter, grain delay, echo and reverb. You printed a controlled stem with low cut and gentle glue, left headroom around minus 6 to minus 8 dB, then applied mastering style processing, M/SEC, multiband dynamics, light saturator, glue and limiter, to get a wide, sparkling top end while keeping a solid mono low end. Keep checking in context. Preserve headroom and use M/SEQ to widen safely. Final checklist before you finish: tempo locked so delays are musable, stem peaks around minus 6 to 8 dB, mono sum below 150-200 Hz, export 24-bit without dithering, and include a short note of settings for recall. That's it. Follow these steps and you'll be able to create friction-style sci-fi effects in Live 12 that sit cleanly in a deep jungle master without breaking the bass or sounding harsh. Good luck and have fun experimenting.